John, how are you this morning?
I'm just fine. How are you, Tony?
Well, I was talking with Mayor Virge Brennero yesterday. We were talking about that tax millage vote, which comes up on Tuesday, and he dropped your name, and it was interesting how he phrased that if the taxpayers want to believe me and trust me, they should, because I've taken care of them and made the right decisions, or they could trust John Pollard and his lack of information on this topic. How do you react to that?
This is the same guy who told us he wasn't going to run for governor, so I think that says it all.
Well, in talking about this story, you believe that you shouldn't trust the city with more tax dollars. Why is that?
Well, first of all, we believe in open, honest, transparent government that's held accountable to the electorate. And when people look at the four paragraphs of ballot language when they go in to vote, we're not being told that, for example, $400,000 in addition to the $8.5 million raised will go to Lansing's Tifa and Brownfield. And then, of course, we have problems because in order to even raise levy 4 mills or 4.8308 mills, which is clearly spelled out in the ballot language, we first must override Headley. In other words, give up our constitutional right, which prevents uncontrolled taxing authority and runaway taxes. The city could have raised it 3.7 mills and not touched Headley at all. This ballot language is so open-ended, we really don't know what we get. It says for essential services, including police, fire, and road maintenance. Whereas, let's say the voters in Southfield, that's the mayor who was Bonero's running mate. They have a millage proposal for 4.9 mills, but I know how much would go to police, 4.058 mills for police and fire, 0.7066 mills for the library, 0.0976 mills for parks and rec, 0.0560 mills for neighborhood maintenance. We in Lansing know nothing. It's essential services, which will be defined by Virge Bonero and maybe the police. I mean, it's almost six of one, half dozen of the other. If the millage passes, they're going to lay off 70 people, firefighters. If it fails, it's 100 firefighters. So to me, it's almost six of one, half dozen of the other. Whether the millage passes or not, we're going to raise sewer rates. We're going to raise recycling rates. We're going to eliminate $4 million for sewer, road, and maintenance. We may unload small parks to the county, privatize growth spec, trim trees 20% less, sweep the streets 50% less. That's if the millage passes. So bottom line is we're going to get a heck of a lot more for a heck of a lot less after a 26 to 31% tax increase, which is the largest I have seen in Lansing history. Only thing larger was 7.1 mills by the Lansing School District 10 years ago, and thank God voters turned that down if you see the mess going on over at the school district.
John, do you believe that the language in the millage proposal was intentionally distorted, if you will?
Yes, sir, because when people see it, there are four paragraphs. There are three paragraphs that are a much lighter print, what I call the fine print, and that's where all the information is. The dark print just sort of focuses on can I do the 4 mills and raise it up there. But like I'm telling people, read that ballot language. Read every word. If you don't understand it, vote no. And I think the more you do understand it, the more that more people will vote no.
All right, John, if everyone votes no and this millage is turned down, where in the world are you going to find almost $20 million to balance the budget?
Well, you know, city employees, all city employees except police and fire right now have taken a 10% cut in the form of a furlough date. Police and fire have been exempted. In this year's budget, it's going to be $56 million in salaries and benefits go to the police and fire. Why aren't they taking a 10% cut? That generates $5.6 million. You know, what's really amazing, Ann Arbor has 1,000 fewer people than Lansing. They operate their fire department with $14 million, 89 people. Lansing spends $30 million for 225 firefighters. Compared to Ann Arbor, we have a fire empire. And then Lansing, 14,000 times a year, the fire department goes off on emergency medical runs. Got nothing to do with a fire, but we watch gas-guzzling, two, three gas-guzzling fire trucks go flying down the street to go and pick up somebody who might have broken their thumb. They're using fire trucks instead of ambulances. How much money is going up in gasoline by using that kind of a system instead of maybe like Ann Arbor that partners with the private sector to transport victims after the fact and just use their people as first responders?
All right, John, let's just say we jump on board with your proposal to cut the money from the fire department. That's still 10 to 15 million short of where you need to be to balance the budget. Where are you going to get the rest of the money?
Well, that's Verge's job, isn't it, to come up with this. While he was all gallivanting all over the state telling us how he'd never raised taxes, never laid off people and everything else, he should have been here because we all could see the handwriting on the wall. They've got $6.2 million sitting in their rainy day fund. Verge used $4.5 million last year to balance the budget and $2.6 million the year before. So it's really coming to us, the taxpayers, who are the poorest people in this area. 24.5% of the families live below poverty. 18.3% of the individuals live below poverty. We've got 16,811 households, 7,227 families that live on less than $25,000 a year. This is bad for business. This is bad for every homeowner, renter, and business. And that's why the Chamber of Commerce came out against this.
But, John, you know where I'm a little lost, and I've got about a minute left.
Yes, sir.
I'm a little lost is you're telling me that Verge Bonero could find other means to get into this budget and to balance this budget, yet you don't have a solid answer on how he can do this. When people complain about something and don't have a solution, I always wonder about that. And you're complaining about the mayor's lack of leadership to get this done without raising taxes, yet you want to trust him to do this without raising taxes. It doesn't make any sense.
It's almost six of one, half dozen of the other. We lose 100 police or firefighters if the millage doesn't pass, and we lose 70 if it does. So $8.5 million to save 30 jobs, and of that, $1.1 million supposed to fix roads. If you do 30 jobs into $7.4 million, that's almost $247,000.
Hey, John,
yes,
we're going to get you back on the program. I've got to get to news. Thank you for your time. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. Just tell people to vote.